Yeah, freeze, beautiful. Come here. Well, you know the rules. Dates have to come in. Dates have to be introduced.
All right, fine. I'll introduce you to Zach. But I'm begging you, go easy on him. I mean, he may be a little different, but he's a really good guy.
All right, you answer the door. I will be Mr. Cool.
Hey, Zach.
Be nice, Frank.
He's a freak.
Zach, this is my dad and my stepmom, Carol. This is Zach Bailey.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert.
Come on in. I have a few questions. God, I have a lot of questions, Zach.
So, Zach, do you go to Port Washington High?
Yes, we just moved here.
Oh, do you like it?
It's okay for school.
Zach is kind of anti-school.
Well, I see it as an institution that perpetuates the status quo. No offense, sir, but I don't want to be part of that traditional white male establishment.
Well, that explains the skirt.
Dad, you promised.
It's cool, Al. I admire your dad's honesty for bringing up my kilt.
It's a kilt. See, Frank, it's not a skirt. It's a kilt. Do you play bagpipes in the school band?
No, I'm wearing this to make a statement. The kilt's my way of saying we're all part male and part female.
Well, hold on, buddy. I have you know I am 100% grade A American male. Tell him, honey. Yeah.
Maybe some other time. Okay, kids. Don't want to be late for that concert. No, you just have a good time there. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye.
Frank, why are you so hard on that young man? You embarrassed Al.
I embarrassed Al? Honey, she's going out in public with a guy wearing a dress.
Well, I liked him. I mean, he was polite and articulate and had really nice taste in earrings.
Well, maybe his female side does the shopping.
Bless you.
Would you please stop saying bless you?
Gesundheit.
Dude, I just gave a ride home from school. She sneezed so much, made me wish my windshield wipers were on the inside.
It's probably just a little cold.
I got a cold remedy out in my van. It's made from lime juice, eucalyptus oil, and horseradish.
Cody, I am not eating that.
Oh, man, you don't eat it. You just, like, rub it into your chest and let the fumes work their way in. Dude, it stops sneezing, stops coughing, and it'll clear a clogged drain through standing water. I'll be right back.
Be the voice of doom, but your sneezing could be the symptom of something more serious.
It's just a cold, Doogie.
Oh, that's what they said about the amazing sneezing girl from Borneo. She was a 13-year-old girl who sneezed non-stop for 7 months. She tried to stop sneezing by pinching her nose with her fingers, blew the brains right out the back of her head.
Mark, thanks for that inspiring story, but I stopped sneezing.
Here we go.
One gigantic job, cold remedy.
Cody, I don't need a remedy. I stopped sneezing.
Sounds like you're in denial to me.
You know, this is really weird. Dana stopped sneezing the minute you went out to your van and started back again the minute you came back.
Well, so, dude, what are you saying?
Let's try a little experiment. Dana, back away from Cody. Interesting. As Dana steps away from Cody, the symptoms decrease. Let's try it again. Dana, move toward Cody. Away.
Dude, she is allergic to me. No way. Color me toxic.
pal. Where you been? I haven't seen you all day.
Oh, I went to the mall with Zach. Check this out. We got matching tattoos.
How does a girly boy dies?
Chill, Dad. It's just a rub-on. I'll wash it off after my date with Zach tonight. We're going to Lookout Hill to watch the meteor shower.
Whoa, wait a minute. Watch a meteor shower? Al, I can't believe you fell for that. It's the oldest trick in the book.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just an excuse a guy uses to get a girl alone so he can put the moves on her.
Dad, it's not an excuse. There really is a meteor shower.
Well, there really is a movie at a drive-in, but nobody goes there to watch it. I don't want you going up to Lookout Hill with this guy.
Wait a minute. This isn't about a meteor shower. This is about Zach. You don't like him, do you?
What's to like? He looks like a Klingon.
Dad, that is so unfair. You don't even know him.
Well, I know I'm your father, and you are not going up to Lookout Hill tonight.
Oh, great. I finally meet a guy I like, and you won't let me date him. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dad.
Hey, yo, dude. I think I got this allergy thing all figured out, man. See, dig it. Dana's not really allergic to me. See, she was allergic to something that was on my body.
Like what?
Well, this morning I found these stray cats and, well, like I didn't have a box to put them in, so I just stuffed them in my shirt, right? Yeah. Dig it, I was warm as toast, right? But I had more cat hair on me than Garfield.
Oh, hi, Cody. I'll leave.
Oh, no, you don't have to go, Dana. Hey, I figured out what you were allergic to, man. I washed it right off my body. That's right, I have been sanitized for your protection. Yep. Now you can be as close as you want to be. Isn't that great? Whoa, shower didn't work. Maybe I'm dry clean only.
Cody, I don't think she's allergic to the cat hair on your body. I think she's allergic to you.
Nah, that can't be, man. Me and Dana are buds. Go ahead, tell him, Dana. Whoa, painful revelation. I make you sick. Maybe I just better stay away from you, huh? For the rest of my life.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Is there something going on between you and Al?
Why? Why do you ask?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe because at dinner, when you asked her to pass the roll, she fired one at your head?
Yeah, she's just a little ticked off at me. I told her she couldn't go out with that Zach tonight.
Oh, Frank, why'd you do that?
Well, honey, because he's a weirdo. He looks like one of those pastafarians.
Frank, that is not the problem, and you know it. He could have been an Eagle Scout, and you wouldn't have liked him. Fathers just don't like the idea of their teenage daughters starting to date. Brings up all sorts of sexual issues.
Hey, that is my daughter. There is nothing sexual about her.
She's right, Dad. I know it's hard to talk about, but you gotta face the facts. I mean, Al's growing up. Even my friends are starting to check her out.
Well, you tell him to stop it. If I catch one of them even thinking she's pretty, I'll clean his clock.
Guys, we got a problem with Al.
Why? What now?
Well, she went into the bathroom, and the next thing I knew, the window was open, the emergency ladder was hanging down, and she was gone.
I knew it. That snakehead made her do that.
Where are you going?
I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going up to Lookout Hill and kick some skirt.
That's a meteor, a shooting star.
Oh, that was beautiful. It was like a giant flaming spitball.
I'm really glad we're here.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, see that big cluster of stars? That's the Andromeda Galaxy. Check it out in the scope.
dress for Lion Country Safari.
Told you. If we went up the main road, the kids would see the lights, and then that Zach would run away like the kilt-wearing half-female commie that he is.
Oh, Christ. You know, just lighten up. For all you know, there's nothing going on. You're probably just looking at stars.
I'm telling you, Carol, that kid is trouble. Hey, look down there.
Are you cold?
Yeah, a little.
Here, take my coat.
Thanks.
Wow, what an animal.
I'm telling you, honey, he's just setting her up so he can make his move.
So what time are you supposed to be home?
Oh, don't worry about it. My dad doesn't even know I'm gone. I snuck out.
You snuck out? That's not cool.
But I thought you were this big anti-establishment guy.
I am, with faceless institutions, but this is your dad. If he doesn't know where you are, he'll worry about you.
Oh, yeah, Frank, this kid's a menace to society. I think we should call in the SWAT team.
Okay, I was wrong. Kid's a saint. He's a saint in drag, but he's a saint. Come on, let's go before they see us, huh?
Careful, Frank, it's slippery.
Well, why do you women wear shoes you can't walk in? I mean, don't even look that good. Whoa,
Frank!
Well, I didn't know you kids were coming up here. We could have carpooled. You really know what you're doing. Where did you learn to wrap an ankle like that?
Huh. I'm an Eagle Scout.
Well, I'll take over here, Zach. I know you need to go home. I'll take care of Jungle Boy.
Zach.
Sir?
I'm sorry about the hard time I've been giving you.
Hey, no problem, sir. I'm used to it. You take a lot of crap when you look like a freak. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert.
See you at school, Zach.
Bye,
Al, I guess we'd better talk.
You're darn right. Man spies on his daughter. Puts down her boyfriend, insults my shoes.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have snuck out.
No, you shouldn't have snuck out. But, Al, I kind of figure I owe you an apology, too.
You know, I kind of thought so, too, but I didn't want to bring it up.
I didn't like Zach at first. I thought it was because of the way he looked. The more I thought about it, I figure he could have come in here looking like the all-American boy and I still would have a problem.
Why?
Listen, Al, I know you're growing up now. I can see you're becoming a beautiful young lady. But somewhere in my mind, there's a part of you that'll always be that little girl that they put in my arms the day you were born. I would rock you and feed you and cuddle you. And now I have to deal with the fact that some other guy is going to be cuddling you. And I hate that.
Dad, you know, it's only normal for me to be getting interested in boys.
Though I know. And listen, it's not your problem, Al. It's mine. It's just hard to get used to not being the only man in your life anymore.
Well, Dad, even though I'm dating,
always be the most important guy in my life.
No, I won't. But I would like to hold on to that thought as long as possible.
You know, Dad? We haven't hung out for a while. Why don't we do something together next weekend?
Hey, I can get tickets to the Packers game. I'll get three. You, me, and Zach.
Actually, Zach's kind of anti-football. He thinks it's a male ritual that expresses the primitive need to dominate through violence.
And how do you feel about football now?
I love it.
That's my girl.
Cody, what are you doing?
Well, I make you sick, so I'm packing up all my stuff and heading down the road.
But Cody, you live here. You've got to stay. I mean, my sneezing's... It's not that bad. I'll be fine.
Look at you, Dana, man. You can't even come near me without sneezing.
But we've got to talk. Cody, would you mind getting in the van while we talk? I think I just blew out an eardrum. Cody, look, this is really hard for me to say, but I don't want you to leave. I mean, I know that I haven't always been the nicest person in the world to you, but this is your home. You belong here. And even though I make a lot of jokes, you're a great guy. This place wouldn't be the same without you.
What?
Didn't you hear a word that I said?
Well, no, man. Hey, with the van door shut and the window rolled up, this place seals up like Tupperware. Yeah, I thought I could read lips, but I don't know. I guess I can't.
All I'm saying is, you can't leave. I'll get shots or take pills or whatever. We'll figure out a way.
Whoa. Poignant moment. I'd give you a little hug if I didn't think you had snot all over me.
Hi, Dana. Hey, Cody. Thanks for loaning me your homemade shampoo. This stuff is fantastic. I mean, it leaves my hair soft, yet manageable. And it's gentle enough to use every day.
Oh, boy. Tupperware time.
Wait a minute. Cody's sealed up in the van. And I just sneezed. Do you know what that means?
You're allergic to me, too?
No, it's the shampoo. Cody, it's not you. It's the shampoo. You can stay.
What?
Cody, you can stay. I'm not allergic to you. It's your shampoo.
Whoa, I can stay? Dude, all right. I'm going to live with you forever. Come here. Come here. Ah. You too, Care Bear. Come on, group hug. Group hug.